If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, back to wrap things up on a beautiful Monday. And we thank everybody who's listened and all our great guests. If you missed any of the guests this evening, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. There we are. And you'll be able to hear every one of them, including our final guest who we saved the best for last. I don't think there's anybody who follows University of Miami football and sports as much as Gio Milian does a tremendous job. And certainly he, like everybody else who covers the Hurricanes, has been busy this offseason as Miami has hit the portal and also have done real well in recruiting. We welcome in Gio. Hey, Gio, thanks so much for taking the time. I know that this has been a busy offseason, but I think it's going to be the norm from now on.
Yeah, it's been pretty wild. 19 additions through the transfer portal. You have all the high school guys coming in. Miami had all of their signees except one enroll early, so it's just tremendous, that feat itself. They'll have Bryce Fitzgerald arriving on campus from Columbus very soon as well. So really busy offseason for the Canes. They're heading right into official visit season next week as well. So this crunch time for commitments this summer.
Yeah, well, and then next week opens up their camp season too. So they'll be getting a lot of kids on campus for, you know, various events like, so, you know, 7-on-7s and line camps and such. And obviously probably the biggest news in the last week was the addition of a class of 2026 5-plus star. I've never heard of a 5-plus star before, but Jackson Cantwell, 6'7.5", 325 pounds, the number one player in the country. And probably there hasn't been an offensive lineman this heralded since Chantrell Henderson. Who Miami got out of Minnesota years back. This is crazy. I mean, because as you mentioned, yeah, they're hitting the portal. But this 2026 class with Jordan Campbell and Camden Portis and on and on and on, it was kind of topped off in a major way with Jackson Cantwell. What does he do for this program other than give them a major presence up front? He's got to help recruiting.
Oh, yeah. Well, he definitely moves the needle, especially when you hear Miami and number one prospect in the country. Nobody's heard that for 25 years now. I think it shifts a lot of the perception about the program. It's a really huge deal. He's a heck of a track athlete, too. Both of his parents are Olympians. He was professional just about his whole process. You listen to his interview after his commitment, really giving a lot of credit to Coach Mirabal and Coach Cristobal about their development of the offensive line position. I think it's huge for Miami just on the field side of things, but on the recruiting side of things, they're expected to host 6 5-stars next week, which I think is pretty impressive itself. The number one receiver in the country will make his way down here. Number two running back right in Miami's backyard, and Derek Cooper will be here. Number three DN from Alabama, Anthony Tank Jones. Number one wide receiver in Tristan Keys. Number one tight end, Mark Bowman. And the number two corner in the country, Chauncey Kennan. I mean, it's incredible what they're doing. They're in the top 10 now, and they have some real momentum. And the old saying goes, Larry, five stars want to play with five stars.
Yeah, yeah, and you make a great point about the offensive line, because I had an opportunity, during one of the scrimmages to watch Mario Cristobal along with Coach Mirabal coach. And there's no, you take a look at why they're one of the best offensive line in the country. It's because of that, having a guy like Mario Cristobal get in your ear and not reward you for making a mistake. He makes you do it over and over and over again. And I think these kids want to play for that. I think that Jackson Cantwell probably wouldn't accept anything less. And they're trying to do that. I know Ben Congdon is the same way, very athletic kid, the wrestler, the kids that they got in this cycle, the Joel Irvin and J.J. Sparks, Joel Irvin especially, who was committed to Louisville, a kid that I had an opportunity to watch last year, a big 6'6 kid. So what they're doing is trying to spread that around. They have a really innovative offensive coordinator who's proven himself over the last couple of years. Things are falling into place. Miami's, you take a look at a lot of these people and you look at their depth chart. And obviously, with the addition of a James Brockenmeyer and Carson Beck, who we haven't really seen much of, they hit the portal with a reason this year. Last year, Cam Ward. This year, Carson Beck. Guys like C.J. Daniels. You look in the secondary, which was completely rebuilt through the portal, with the Jacoby Thomas and Zachariah Poyser and Xavier Lucas and Brantley out of Michigan State. Miami's done it the right way, Gio. They've kind of added guys through the portal, but also made a huge impact with the 25 and 26 class.
Yes, I would agree with the assessment on the team, actually, and just the future of how it projects as well. I'll give a shout-out to someone here on this, actually. David Lake from Inside the U works for 247 Sports. He put out a very interesting article recently. Miami, since Mario Cristobal's arrival, has signed the most five stars on the offensive and defensive lines of any program in the country right now. You win up front. That's how you win ball games. Defense especially wins games. You have to love the commitment they have made towards basically revamping that entire defensive backfield. And even the way they're recruiting defensive backs, Larry, I'll be honest. I felt like five-star corners avoided the Miami Hurricanes program like the plague for a good 15 years or so. It's the best recruiting of that position I've seen for defensive backs, with Will Harris and Zach Etheridge coming into this program on this coaching staff. They're doing a tremendous job already, a trio of blue chip guys, and they're in the hunt for a lot of other top prospects at defensive back. So I just think a lot of signs are pointing towards things trending up in Coral Gables.
Are they finished with the portal, or are they going to add some more?
From my understanding, they're finished. I know someone had asked me on my show the other week about the receiver who transferred from Virginia to Notre Dame and Malachi right. Fields, who's been tremendously productive over the last two seasons, two back-to-back 800-yard seasons for the Cavaliers. But from my understanding, he hasn't enrolled yet with Notre Dame. But I don't think something would happen. We'll see. But interesting enough, though, because he'll be playing for Notre Dame or maybe another program week one.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, we'll see him either way, right, the first week. Let everybody know how they can follow you, your shows, your podcasts, your social media, your website. You got a lot of things going on. Let everybody know how they can follow.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone can follow me at Gio Milian on X or Instagram. Also host a weekly show with Amon Richards, former freshman All-American receiver for the Miami Hurricanes. It's called Who Wants Smoke. You can find it on YouTube. Also weekly appearances on Locked On Canes with Alex Dono. And also have a private board as well. A lot of inside information in terms of the Canes football program and what's going on with recruiting. It's high time right now for information on the program with all these official visits coming up.
Gio, it sounds great. We'll be having you on plenty over the next couple months, getting the inside information as you can only bring it. Brother, I can't thank you enough. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Larry. Anytime.
Good stuff. Gio Milian wraps up, which was a great show. Thanks so much to Trevor Harris. We will see you next Monday night, Memorial Night. We'll see you then.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.